Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? And happy draft weekend. It is Friday. It is day two of the NFL draft. And when the source calls, you have to do a podcast about the information that you're getting. Again, Jeff Hartman joined by Brian Davis. What's up, Brian? How are you?
So glad to be here, Jeff. It is the Friday of draft. It's day two. I feel so good. This is just that time of year where I wake up happier.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And you know, the Steelers are coming off of a day one with it, which is, you know, I think most Steelers fans are very happy, but it wasn't just the Steelers that were happy. Let's dive into this source news. Let's talk about day one, round one first. And according to our source, which is really close to the Steelers inside the facility, the Steelers feel as if their drafting of Troy was just, they stole him. That was the quote. They stole him, and that the war room erupted in cheers when he was there and they were on the clock. They love this guy. They absolutely love it. And this just goes to show you, if you remember, we had some NFL source information come our way, and the NFL source said, you know, Steelers are great because all they do is they do what they're supposed to do. They don't go outside of the realm of craziness or anything like that. They always just do what they're supposed to do. And he said, this is the NFL source that was speaking with someone else, that there's going to be some silliness that happens with quarterbacks in this draft class. And that happened. And what happened? Someone falls to the Steelers. They're extremely, extremely happy. And it just goes to show an example of bad drafting teams in the top 10 pushes great players to teams like the Steelers. But Brian, I'm sure you're not super surprised that the Steelers are elated that they got the player they did in round one.
Yes, I am not surprised at all because, yeah, we've been hearing this all along. And I've got to tell you, I got a message just about an hour ago from one of our FFSN compatriots, Miami Dolphin Inside Leverage. And they simply said, we are putting the Irish curse on you for drafting Troy.
Hey, whatever. But the Steelers were... I think sometimes, you know, and you listen to, and I actually listened to Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan's press conference against today on Friday, just to kind of hear what they said, because when you're doing a lot of work, sometimes it's difficult, but ultimately they weren't blowing smoke when they said how this was one of their highest rated guys. They had a top 15 grade on him and they get him at 20. They didn't have to move up. And so was it a gamble? Some might call it a gamble not to trade up. You know, you look at what Broderick Jones, what they did in 2023, but they didn't trade up, stayed where they were at 20, and they are absolutely ecstatic heading into day two. But the biggest news and the biggest information, the most important information for us to get to you, the fan, is more about day two. It's more about what could happen on this day. So let's start off with something that happened at the very, very beginning of the NFL draft Thursday, and that was A.J. Brown got a new contract. A.J. Brown gets a new contract, pays him over $30 million a year annual salary, and that changed everything. It changed everything, and it even changed everything with the San Francisco 49ers, who we knew they had been shopping Brandon Ayuk. Now, all of a sudden, you're looking at what's the price for Ayuk. Ayuk and the 49ers seem to have ironed some things over. You saw John Lynch and Shanahan talking about Ayuk sent them a message when they made their pick of, I think it was Ricky Pearsall, from Florida, the wide receiver at 31st in the NFL draft last night. And so things are kind of calming down with the Ayuk front. However, because a lot of teams see signing Ayuk after this year to be, that's an investment. That's a huge investment. They still might shop a 49ers wide receiver, but it might be Deebo Samuel. Now, you've heard some rumors probably already around the NFL. The New England Patriots have been supposedly having conversations with the 49ers about potentially trading for Deebo Samuel. The Steelers also have been having some conversations with the 49ers about Deebo Samuel. Brian, before we go into logistics, what's your take on that?
I absolutely love it. I think it fits the Steelers as far as another all-around weapon. You know, you have Cordero Patterson, who's a lot older, but he's a weapon. And you saw what Deebo Samuel did in that offense in San Francisco. And when he's healthy, he is dynamite. So I think that's a superstar pick. This really takes this offense and gives it the potential to put it in another stratosphere.
Right. So the 49ers would rather invest the money in Ayuk. Therefore, that makes Deebo Samuel on the chopping block. And here's what's interesting, that if the Steelers were to pull off a trade for a Deebo Samuel, let's just use that as an example. If they were to pull off a trade, Deebo Samuel still has 2 years left on his current contract. The Steelers find that appealing, according to our source. They wouldn't have to renegotiate a deal. That doesn't mean they're against potentially extending him, but they wouldn't have to renegotiate a deal. So like I said, he has 2 years left on his contract. According to SpotRack, he still has he's under contract through 2025. He's got a 2024 cap hit of $28 million. So it's a big cap hit, but they would have him under contract. They wouldn't necessarily need that Brandon Ayuk, the trade. If that goes through, what draft stock are they giving up? And then what are they going to have to do in terms of paying him after this year? What do you think about the financials here, Brian, in terms of if Deebo Samuel were an actual option?
I think this works out for the Steelers so much more for the reasons you just said. And we saw evidence of that this week when the Steelers declined the fifth-year option on Justin Fields, because that was going to be $25 million. So, you know, they're looking to, they're not gambling, but they're taking a wait-and-see approach with Justin Fields. And this would be a situation where they don't have to make that huge decision, but they could go ahead and bring in just an established pro, an established scorer, a guy with a nose for the end zone. And, you know, I kind of think he has more of a nose for the end zone than Ayuk does, because Ayuk, to me, besides the three that he put up against the Steelers in week one, 16 more games, that was only four touchdowns, so one every four games. And that kind of scares me.
You got to think, if this deal is going to happen, it's going to happen here today on Friday with day two here, unless you're talking about draft capital for 2025. The 49ers, you know, there's already been reports that they're having negotiations with New England. New England obviously has a much higher draft position than the Steelers do. And if they start throwing around higher draft picks, they might not, the Steelers might get outbid. And that's just part of playing this game if you're looking for a trade. You also have to wonder, are the 49ers going to pick up any of his current contract for this year? Yeah, people might say, why would they do that? Well, if they want a deal done, if they want, you know, like if the Steelers say, we'll give you a second round draft pick or a third round draft pick for him, you just have to cover X number of dollars. The Steelers already renegotiated Alex Highsmith's contract to free up a significant amount of cap space. They can do so as well with Cam Hayward extension. I think that this is a situation that the Steelers want to have it done, they would have to really put together an appealing plan, like a package. They would have to have almost like a package deal of, here's what we want, and here's, see if we can get it done. We're not guaranteeing this is done, but the Steelers are obviously doing their homework with veteran wide receivers, which does make you wonder, Brian, if they're looking at the veteran wide receiver route, what else are they looking to address outside of center? Probably way more positions other than wide receiver. If they can get a veteran, I don't feel a need for them to even go out and get a pass catcher.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think then the attention goes back to the defensive line and to corner at that point.
Yeah. The Steelers go ahead, Brian.
Sorry. One last thing I wanted to say about this whole thing. Don't discount Mike Tomlin's relationship with John Lynch in this entire situation, because I think he's going to be heavily involved in this. I know we talk about Omar making moves, but they have they won a Super Bowl together, coach and player, in Tampa Bay. And John Lynch reveres Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin has great respect for John Lynch. This is something that I could possibly see a deal.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting in how this plays out and what the Steelers would have to give up. I think that's the big question. I don't think anyone will be upset if the Steelers pull off this trade. I don't think people would have been upset if they pulled off the trade for Brandon Ayuk. It all came down to, what are they going to have to give up? How much is it going to cost them financially? And it's not that they don't want to invest in the offense, because clearly they can invest in the offense. But at the same time, what are you going to sacrifice? And is this player going to potentially put you over the top? Is Deebo Samuel that type of player in your opinion?
I think he is. I think that would be the final piece of that offense. It takes George Pickens off of an island. It goes ahead and still frees up Pat Freiermuth, who is not being traded, by the way, for anybody that threw that out, that he was possible trade. Stop it. You know, it frees up those guys. It also helps the running game even more. It helps that you have a potential plug and play first round draft pick, a starter in Troy Faitanu. When I say plug and play, I consider any rookie that if they're starting around week 3 or 4, I still think that's plug and play. As far as I'm concerned, they, not necessarily go ahead and throw them out there week 1, but go ahead and throw them out there and get them there. So I think the one player away that the Steelers think they've been for a long time, I think this is it. I think it also takes a lot of pressure off whoever's throwing the ball. And that means Russell Wilson to start right off the bat. And you heard rumors all week long about Cortland Sutton, but Cortland Sutton is a lot like George Pickens as far as that goes. So I think this is a deal that you could definitely see happen. I am going to be staying pegged. And in fact, I might just go move into the Hartman house this weekend because I know the phone's ringing there.
Hey, no room at the inn here. We're packed to the gills every single day of life. So sorry for your luck. But nonetheless, the Steelers seem to be very, very much invested in trying to get a veteran wide receiver. Who might that be? We shall see. This does not mean it's a guarantee that they will sign someone. But remember, we've been right more than we've been wrong this offseason when it comes to the veteran quarterbacks that the Steelers were interested in, when it comes to the Steelers wanting to bring in an offensive lineman that they really, really like. We talked about Troy Faitanu and exactly what he brought and how the Steelers liked him, and they wanted to bring him in, which they did, and they liked him enough to take him overall. So there you go. Steelers are stoked after the first-round draft pick, and they're keeping their finger on the pulse of a potential trade, mainly with one Deebo Samuel, the San Francisco 49ers. Will it happen? We'll see. We'll have you covered every which way and sideways here at the Steel Curtain Network. Make sure you check us out at steelcurtainnetwork.com and anywhere that you get your sports news, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, Steel Curtain Network, and you'll find us. Brian, as always, thank you for your time. We'll be talking a little bit later in the NFL draft. Maybe we'll have some breaking news to talk about. In other words, we'll see you later. Take it easy.